This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
It is Friday. It is time for Worst Take. If you have any nominations that you feel like need to be put out there, go ahead and text us on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. It's not only Worst Take time, it's also Fist Pump Hour, as RJ Chop is running. And we've got a special guest sitting in with us. It's Eric Chiafalo. He actually has submitted one of the Worst Take nominees this week. We'll get to that here in just a second. We're going to lead off with the top one, the one that I think is the obvious favorite. And that is just the S show that occurred in front of Mavs media on Wednesday night when Nico Harrison was asked, hey, just how cool was it to get the first overall pick? And he decided to take a hard turn into, let's not talk about my feelings on it. Let's talk about just how much I deserved it.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. All my draft prep up to that point was, you know, us being in the 11th position, so... things happen. Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things fell our way.
It blows me away every time I hear that. Did not say that. What was the reaction you guys were getting on the fan text during KNC yesterday about it?
For the most part, it was just absolutely sickened by Nico, which has been the common thread. Even before he said this on draft day, when we were kind of in Mavs hype land, there were plenty of people that are still, I just can't get fully on board because the presence of Nico Harrison is just so bad. And then he comes out with this right here, which is just, it's unbelievable how you say defiant, tone deaf, And I thought the clip you played of Nick Wright or O'Connor, somebody saying like, yeah, dude, like, you made the trade because you thought it made you better today.
Mm-hmm. Fortune favors the bold.
It does, man.
And then
does.
You don't even make the playoffs. What are you talking about?
No, and the Kevin Clark clip we played at 6, I thought was another good point, too, where it's like there are fans who are hesitant about getting on board because it's like you have shown you've learned nothing, so how do I trust you to even build a team correctly around Cooper Flagg? Like, how do I know you're even going to be able to do that? Because, I mean, like, we know it took LeBron... 8 years before he got a title? Like, I mean, it's not just like, even if he is LeBron, we've seen LeBron alone will not just get you a title. But like, you do have to actually build something that complements around it. And they've just shown no coherent team building philosophy other than defense wins championships and fortune favors the bold. That's the whole thing there.
By the way, breaking, Masai Ujiri out at Toronto, as Toronto exec, who fires their GM the day after the draft?
I don't know. I know he had a one year left on his deal.
Okay, so I don't know if it operates this way. I do know, not necessarily with GMs, I do know that in the NFL, scouts are generally their offseason is considered the day after the draft. So all of their contracts are usually up the day after the draft, and that's when they're making.
Well, he had a year left on his deal, and they were like.
But I'm saying if this is the typical review period for them is after the draft where, hey, we've already made our strategy meetings and decided what we're going to do. But yeah, it seems a little odd to do it before free agency.
They saw the video of the guy they picked saying, F.
Dude, that was so bad
when he got drafted by
that. He's claiming that was a happy F. We talked about this yesterday. The F word probably being the most versatile word.
It is the most. It can be used for everything.
So
that and dude.
He's versatile. Claiming, his face did not look like. I'm so blessed, F.
Now, I'm not saying that I believe what he's saying, but he's alleging that was a happy disbelief. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm finally an NBA player, F.
Yeah, what he should have said, if you really wanted to do it, was that was not a happy. It was a, I can't believe it took this long to get picked.
Oh, there you go.
Like a frustration. Like, damn, man. About time.
But it was just a singular F. If the F was followed by a me, he would have no argument to say anything other than. Right. So at least he does still have that out to some extent, even though I don't think anybody believes him.
All right, let's make a slight pivot over. I mean, that was Nico Harrison. He was nominated.
Pivot.
This is technically Shams Charania nominated, but I think by hearing this clip, it's clear that this is still Nico talking, and he's got a buddy now. In Shams, and so this was Shams Charania yesterday on Get Up, just loving what the Dallas Mavericks have done.
whatever you want to say about the Luka Doncic trade, Nico Harrison has built arguably the best front line in the NBA. You think about Anthony Davis, now Cooper Flagg, Derek Lively II. They just extended Daniel Gafford on a new three-year, almost $60 million deal. The biggest key, though, of this season is going to be Kyrie Irving, the return to health that he's going to have. If he was healthy right now, we'd probably be talking about this team with the Thunder competing for a championship.
Now, Sean would be here right now. If Sean was hearing this, he'd be like, that's all great stuff. Because Sean is like, I don't know. Sean is like this, I feel like this low-key, like, Nico sympathizer. Or at least his roster building philosophy.
All praise to Allah.
Maybe not Nico Sean specifically.
Sean Sharania.
Maybe not Nico specifically. But he has said before, like he's argued all the time. He's like, I think that they were going to be better last year than with Luka. If everybody had been healthy. He believed that. So
that's the funniest part. The if everyone would have been healthy. You have built on paper with names a solid front court. Thank you. You've also built the most fragile front court in the NBA, from Anthony Davis to Derek Lively, two guys that you cannot depend on at all to be consistently in the lineup. What are you even talking about?
They're not
about?
Great if they're not on the court at the end of the day.
If they're healthy, is the ultimate, like a healthy Anthony Davis, Derek Lively is an oxymoron.
Dude, if Terrell Davis is healthy in 2000 and 2001 and doesn't just have shredded knees, he's awesome. Like I mean, the Broncos really were Super Bowl contenders for 3-4 years in a row. Just Terrell Davis wasn't healthy. It was just bad luck.
Was it not concussions with him?
No, he had knee and concussions and a bunch of stuff. He had a bunch of issues. But that's it's part of their makeup. It's part of the player that they are. Like, that's the issue. That's kind of the makeup.
For the 972, Shams is right, though. On paper, this is the second best roster.
No, this is
in the
see, this is BS. This is where I'm going to push back.
I don't know that it's
this,
the second best roster in the league at all.
Okay, first off, front line. No, they're not a better front line than Denver. They're not. I'm sorry. Even if you're not a big fan of like Michael Porter Jr. and what he's done, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Jokic, that's better than what you've got with Davis. Unknown at this point with Flagg. You think he's going to be good, but you don't know. And then Lively and Gafford, not better. Second, we would not be talking again. There's nothing that shows all of a sudden that team subtract Luka, put Anthony Davis on. All of a sudden is going to be some massive title contender. You think that you're going to play better defense, but you have lost so much in the way of the way Kyrie's able to play off of Luka and the way that Luka's able to just control the game. Like, that's a completely different makeup offensively. And so, no, Shams Charania is wrong, and it's a terrible take. But if you don't think so, you don't have to vote for it. All right, our third take here.
No, that qualifies as an awful take.
Okay, good. I'm glad we agree here, at least. The third take here, the one that Eric Chiafalo had nominated. Joy Taylor was on Joe Budden's podcast.
That big rack of hers.
That's the one. Joy Taylor was on there, that peanut butter skin of hers. And she was willing to die on a hill that Joe Budden and his crew was like, I don't think that's a good take. She was willing to die on a hill about Caitlin Clark.
We would not be talking about Caitlin Clark the way that we do if it wasn't for that moment with Angel Reese. I will die on this hill.
I
will die on this hill.
I was with you until that.
I will die on this hill. I will fight.
This is a bad take. In theory, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. I do think.
Don't patronize us, right?
No. I'm not talking about her as a player. Her ability is hers and hers alone, and it's not comparable to what Angel Reese has done. The rivalry and the like potential, like, are they going to get in a fight? Are they going to push each other? That does attract a little bit more eyeballs, I think, when they're against each other. People are interested in seeing if they're going to be like fighting each other or how tense it's going to be. Mm. I do think that, but I don't think that's like a credit. It's like Angel Reese's skill has leveled this up and it's like Bird and Magic. No, it's like Lance Stephenson and LeBron. Like Lance Stephenson blowing in his ear and doing like being an irritant, or it's like whenever Dylan Brooks has gotten in somebody's like irritated somebody, it creates attention. People are interested to see is there going to be something there. So if it's that angle, whatever. But in terms of like her profile as a player, no, it draws more buzz for an individual game, but I don't think it like increases her profile at all.
The WNBA's biggest problem, or one of their biggest problems. They mistakenly think they have a league when they have a player. Kelsey Plum going at everyone. Like, first of all, like calling the guy weird and creepy for wanting to sign an autograph. Like, dude, like, that comes with the territory. Go outside a Cowboys bus at a hotel in a road game.
Yeah, don't demand like
don't say look, we want like
we want money and attention.
We want money and attention and then scoff.
Like that's what at comes the attention. With it. That's what how comes you with get it. It.
Yeah. When the LA Sparks were on the floor the other night and Kelsey I think she's my favorite player. I love Kelsey Plum.
You have her jersey? You have her poster?
No, I just think she's really sexy.
Stick figure eyebrows?
I love it. She's got just the way she wears her hair. Just I like it, right? I'm attracted to her. What do you want me to say?
I want you to not say that.
New nominee for worst take.
I'll take a little sip.
You don't think she's attractive?
I'm just kidding, dude.
You know, when she's sitting there yelling at the WNBA better, saying, yeah, you better hit this for my parlay. Like, do you know who watches sports? People who bet on games. Why is the NFL so popular? 30% of all NFL fans are gamblers. If the NFL, if there was no more gambling, the NFL would have a 30% drop in TV ratings.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Instantly. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
All right, let's get to our last nominee here in Worst Take, and then we'll let you guys vote on the fan text. We've already talked about Nico Harrison and his fortune favors the bold. Shams just loving on Nico, and then Joy Taylor loving on Angel Reese. But I'm submitting here Kevin Hagland thinking that an expired registration sticker is grounds for divorce.
And so she was parking in the apartment parking lot, mm-hmm. as one would do. And I guess they were going around checking like registration or inspection or whatever back at the time when it wasn't the handy dandy one sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And hers had expired like an unreasonable amount of time ago.
Years.
So she got like a sticker on her car or whatever. Like they flagged her car. And
yeah.
Went to the apartment office and they're like, oh yeah, you gotta fix this up.
It was just a regular flag. It wasn't like a Cooper flag or something cool.
Yeah, I know it is flag day, but no, it was not that. And so we're like, hey, you gotta get that fixed up. And she's like, oh yeah, okay. And so the next week, she had the entire week off. And I asked her a couple times. And then finally I came home on Friday after work and I was like, hey, did you get your registration? And she's like, oh yeah, no, I was watching like she was binge watching a show, which there's nothing wrong with that, but like this felt like the most basic thing.
Like you had time.
Yeah, I know, just you do had that time. Just yeah. do that.
Accomplish one thing for yourself this week.
And at that moment I was like, I'm done. Like, you're not a real adult.
For better or for worse, for richer or poorer, for expired or up-to-date registration tags is what it goes in.
And mine expires in 3 days.
You better get those changed in a week. Otherwise, Hagee's going to try and get you fired, is what it sounds like.
To be fair, this is girlfriend.
That was just a stupid question.
This is girlfriend, not wife.
Yes, I know. I'm exaggerating it. I still think it's hilarious that, that if you would have told me somebody broke up with somebody in this building they were living with over a registration sticker, I would have been like, Hagee. 100% is Hagee.
It does feel like a bit of a final straw situation.
It does, I'm sure.
But it's just the responsibility factor. You're getting your apartment complex is flagging your car saying you're not allowed to park here because you are expired by what he's alleging to be years.
She wasn't even using
the
car.
On your registration.
She was staying home, binge watching TV. What did it matter? She didn't even need the car. All right,
just wasting a week off.
Did you want to vote or do you have one you want to throw in?
I did. We don't have time because it's an audio clip.
Let's go ahead and vote on this then. You can vote on the fan text. We've got Nico Harrison, Sean Sharania, Joy Taylor, or Kevin Hagland for worst take of the week. RJ Choppy, what do you say?
Look, as much as I would love to give it to Nico, it's Joy Taylor. The take that there is no Caitlin Clark without Angel Reese, or we're not talking. That's a bad take.
That I mean, Angel, peanut butter skin.
And this is not taking anything away from Angel's a good player. Like, make no mistake about it. But Caitlin Clark is a transgenerational, whatever the hell the word is, right?
I don't know. What is the word?
Is it
like you're right there? It's on the tip of your tongue.
Supersede all generations. Yeah. Is that she got
transcendent.
Yeah.
Superstar. She is a superstar that you're. Grandchildren will remember. That is the end of the story.
Eric,
transgenerational is one of the greatest lines.
I think that's what I said there. Yeah, why don't you hop back on Twitter and say that champ, okay?
Eric, what's your vote here?
She's dying on the hill. RIP, Joy Taylor.
Peyton Russell?
It's Kevin Hagland, man. Can't break up with her because of the registration sticker.
I was going to go with Nico Harrison. It is a runaway on the Fantex 972. It's Joy Taylor, 832. Joy Taylor, 214. Joy is wrong. So Joy Taylor with two votes here in the building, and then more on the Fantex say Joy Taylor is the worst take of the week. Congratulations, all Joy. Right. You won.
Okay. There is a little worst take of the week. What does success look like for the Dallas Cowboys, and are NFL owners about to lose their power over players? That's next in the Red Zone here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's get you on over to Platinum Ford in Terrell. It is, of course, the Stephen Gilchrist Owned Store. Gilchrist Automotive hooking you up with that brand new Ford car, truck, SUV. PlatinumFord.com, right between I-20 and Highway 80. It is worth the short drive to Terrell. To save a lot more on that brand new vehicle, all you got to do is go see Adam Vinci. He's a good dude. He's a friend of mine. He's a Tolo. Tell him I sent you over there. Tell him what you're looking for. And he's going to hook you up with that brand new Ford vehicle. It's employee pricing time, baby. Employee pricing going on right now at PlatinumFord.com. I'm a proud Platinum customer. You can check out all the inventory at PlatinumFord.com. And, of course, listen, Adam also told me, tell your listeners when you mention my name, so mention RJ Choppy or mention the fan, when you're looking to buy that vehicle, and when you buy that Ford truck, he's going to throw in a free bedliner. When you buy that Ford SUV, he's going to throw in free window tint. Just an added thank you. So you get the employee pricing and either the free bedliner or the window tint, whichever vehicle you're buying. That's a great deal. Great time to buy. Let's go. It ends at the end of the month. Employee pricing's over. Let's go. Let's do it. At the end of the month, you got to get that in now, right now. PlatinumFord.com to customize or drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Ford.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. It is time for the Red Zone here on 105.3 The Phantom. RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. Air Chief, I'll be back in here at 9:40 along with Kevin Hagelin, the car registration czar.
Oh, yeah.
The czar of the car.
Not only that, the car registration czar, also the just backstabber from yesterday. So he's got a diss track coming his way next segment.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And you guys got letters for me.
He has a diss track coming his way next segment, and then we've got letters for you.
You're trying to make me cry.
We're trying to emotionally connect with you, Peyton and I. We both recorded them. We didn't think we could get through them cleanly, so we recorded them and delivered them, and then we're going to play them for you because we didn't want to get choked up.
A little disappointed that you guys recorded them.
Well, we didn't want to get choked up and then potentially evoke the emotion out of you in a phony way.
Oh, yeah, because if I see cries, I'll see.
Exactly,
I'll
so cry. We're not going to do that.
Okay. What is success for the Dallas Cowboys this year? Dominique Foxworth on Get Up was asked that very same question.
I think it's the NFC Championship game, at least. I know that seems like a lofty expectations for a team that only won 7 games last year, but you have to remember that Dak Prescott was injured for almost half of the season, and the defense kind of fell apart with the addition of Eberflus as the defensive coordinator. They can really, I think, maximize some of that talent, and the receiving core with Dak Prescott obviously can put up big numbers. He can play MVP caliber football, so I think this team has a chance if they put it all together, depending on how well they're new coaching staff gels. So I guess it's kind of an old coaching staff with a little bit of new leadership. We'll see how good this team does, but I do think the expectations remain high in Dallas.
All right. Do you NFC Championship game appearance?
Do you view expectations and standards as different? Like, can a standard be a standard if you're not holding it up as an expectation as well?
So, I mean, I think standards are goals.
Goals sound more,
because you can't you can't.
Goals sound more hopeful to me. Standards say like, this is what we. Because here's how this is the angle I'm getting at. I think the Cowboys, their entire legacy, what they've done throughout the history of the NFL, is the standard is Super Bowl. No matter if the Lakers are good or bad, the Celtics are good or bad, the Yankees are good or bad, the standard is the championship. Because they've done it enough to where it's like, this is what you need to do. And so to me, it's like, all right, this is the standard. The standard is Super Bowl. But I don't know that you expect it. But again, there's a conflict there because I don't know if I can say it can be a standard without being an expectation.
Yeah, expectations have to change year to year. You can't. I don't believe.
That's why I give it a little bit of nuance. I think a standard and an expectation in this context are different.
I don't believe any fan base has the right to expect a championship.
Yeah, I do not expect them to win, or I don't expect them to go to the NFC title game. the standard, though, is that they should get to the NFC title game for it to be successful. So you know what I mean? Like it's almost like this is the benchmark you have to reach.
For me to call it a
successful
year. I'm
not expecting you to get there, but that's what you got to do.
That's what you got
to
do. Yeah, that's fine. So, look, I think what he said is fair. Like, McCarthy got the divisional round. I think it's fair to say that the Cowboys need to go further for you to say it was worth it to fire Mike. Now, maybe not in year one, but in the Schottenheimer tenure.
Okay, so what reasonable right now? What's reasonable? They need to go further than they just did last year?
Reasonable right now, yeah, is like, I think, yeah, get in the playoffs. That's reasonable.
Playoffs
that's
or win the division?
That's a reasonable expectation this year.
Win the division or playoffs?
Playoffs. Half the league makes it. It's a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I would say, again, I agree in general that the standard would be the conference title game. So in terms of what my expectation is, I'm expecting, I expect you to do this if you're healthy. I expect them to be a 10-win team that's in the playoffs, if they're healthy.
Yeah, if they're healthy, 10 wins meets expectations.
Yes. It's like those...
And division round maybe exceeds it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
I think that's it. Yeah, it's just like the little progress reports you get. Yeah. With the kids, and you get the M or the E or whatever, like meets expectation, exceeds expectation. That's what it is.
I strived for the S, satisfactory grade. That was what I strived. I was like, my mom was like, listen, we know you're dumb. Just don't embarrass us. And she was basically, and she was a teacher. This is a teacher telling me this. She's like, you're a C student. It's okay to get C's. I know who you are. I know what you're capable of.
C's get degrees.
C's for degrees, babe. D's for degree back then. She was like, just be a C, just pass. Maybe some B's, throw some B's in there. And that's why I always took gym class. That had a good B, that had a good A and B for me. Brought the GPA up. It was a GPA getter. It was a buffer. It was a fluffer. It was a fluffer, really. That's what it was.
careful with that description of it. Let's see here. 469, he 100% did not believe that take. They just have to talk about the Cowboys. That's what he's saying about Foxworth. 316, I expect them to fall short of their standard. You know what? That's a good way to say it. They do have a standard that you expect them to fall short of. 682, yeah. You still don't expect it even after 30 years of failure. And again, I guess that's... We're getting into semantics and nuance.
And you know what? I mean, okay, now here's another question. How long do they have to go without reaching an NFC championship game before the standard changes?
I don't know that it does. Because, I think no matter how bad the Lakers and the Celtics and the Yankees and the Cowboys are, the Red Wings in hockey, whoever it is, like the standard is, this is the standard. Just like to me, I may not expect straight A's. For somebody, but like the standard, like that's why we say that they set the standard. Like this is the standard.
So we are about, I'm just gonna guess. We're about 15 years away, maybe less, from more than half of Cowboy fans have never been alive for their last championship.
Peyton wasn't.
Then are alive.
Peyton wasn't alive.
Don't you think we're close to more people are Cowboy fans who never saw them win a title than are alive that saw them win one?
No, still I don't think so. Active and engaged, that's a better point than just somebody who would identify as a Cowboys fan,
right? Like, I, if you're 6 years old in '92 or 6 years old in '95, I don't really count you. I think.
I would. I mean, I remember their third Super Bowl.
Barely, though. Barely.
No, I remember the game.
Barely. You're different.
Wait, what are you trying to say? Different how?
You're different. You're different.
No, I will say that, look, I mean, I think, yeah, because Peyton's almost 30. And Peyton's never seen it. Yeah, I know. You're old, dude.
I watched highlights on YouTube.
But again, when were you born? September 96?
Yes.
So we've established he was a celebration conception.
Yeah, he was.
Cowboys fans. I think, he has to be the sacrifice for us to win a title.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you and Clarence Hill. You guys are the... Clarence got on the beat the year after. Clarence is the...
Peyton was introduced before Clarence was, so Peyton is the standard bearer. I think we have to just see. Peyton, would you be willing to sacrifice yourself for a title? I think that's a fair question.
No, sorry, I can't do that.
Well, all right.
I got Cowboys a lot of fans, life ahead of me.
Send it's at Peyton_Russell9. On Twitter. One. So go ahead. Or one, whatever. Nine is, I think, Instagram. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. All right, let's talk about this collusion grievance really quick.
What is this?
This has been a really fascinating story. And Pablo Torre, who is, man, he's having a year. Old Pablo.
Oh, yeah. Pablo's all over the place.
So
Pablo's more popular now than he was at ESPN.
Pablo Torre, on his podcast this past Tuesday, released the 61-page decision of the NFLPA's grievance against the league over guaranteed contracts from a couple years ago. And this was in a filing or a result that had been kept secret since being issued on January 14th from the NFLPA's grievance against the league, alleging teams in the league colluded to prevent fully guaranteed contracts from being offered to players. This is from Joel Corey's description over at CBS. He says the grievance the NFLPA filed in October 2022 was initially limited to three quarterbacks, Lamar, Kyler, and Russell, but was subsequently expanded to seek relief on behalf of 594 players. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, several owners, Jackson and Wilson, they all testified in the arbitration hearing held over 10
days. This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or menstclinic.com.
Days in July and August of last year. The judge, Christopher F. Droney, head of the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, dismissed the claims because there were three standards that they had to meet for it to be collusion. They did not meet two of them. They did meet one of them. And the opinion says this. There is little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans' contracts at the March 2022 annual owners' meetings. However, the evidence did not establish a clear preponderance that the clubs agreed to do that or participated in such a scheme. There are many clubs whose only connection to this proceeding is the attendance at the owners' meetings and the expert evidence of aggregate and average changes in various measures, blah, 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 legalese, all that. When you go down there, one of the interesting findings that came out of this was that Dean Spanos of the Chargers had sent a text message to Michael Bidwell after the Kyler Murray deal, congratulating him on not getting a fully guaranteed deal done for Kyler Murray, and told him it was going to be helpful for them in their Herbert negotiations. So that's starting to get close to something that sounds a little like collusion. Bidwell acknowledged in his reply that he was resolved to keep the full guarantee relatively low after how Cleveland, quote, screwed things up with Deshaun Watson. So this is a lot of talk about how other teams are operating and the way that those finances can be applied. It didn't meet the level of collusion. I do wonder if it's enough and enough evidence now that at the next CBA, players are remembering this. And it's going to be a nasty fight.
If you don't think, though, that the owners in that room, in those meeting rooms, aren't talking like this, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah. But don't put it in a document.
Don't put it in a document.
And Goodell should not be sending somebody down to tell the owners to reduce guarantees. That's bad.
That's
whether they're talking
bad
about that off the books or Daryl's official league business where he's directing them to reduce guarantees, that's going to get the CBA is going to be a fight next time.
You can't do that. Players should want. Players aren't fighting for guarantees though. They fight. All the fights the players do are for time off.
Yeah,
because they know they're not missing games. The NFL players are never going to miss games. They're not wired that way. All right, the little red zone here on 105 through the fan. Crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece next. My voice cracked. Maybe that's just the start of tears.
Oh yeah,
I'm going to cry, and Hagee's going to cry in a different way. A little diss track. All next on the fan. Crosstalk, the KNC masterpiece has arrived. It is here. It is time for that right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Bell, Peyton, and Aiden, joined by Hagee and Chiafalo. What's up, boys?
So we got a lot happening in today's show. We're going to have Nick Angstadt from Locked On Mavs in studio as well. But I also want to direct your attention to 1022, where we're going to try to operate and have a segment while also doing the great Wada Chicken strips eating contest. And remember, if Jacob wins, he gets to take Eric's spot for a yet to be determined amount of time, and Eric is going to go run the boards. Also, we got Mike Curtis at 11.
2 days in a row.
Yeah, yesterday. That's why he's not in the tease. That's why he's not in the tease. I didn't put it. Yeah, his flight got delayed. And then the Cooper Flag press conference is going to be right here on 105.3 The Fan. So you can do a grateful count.
Is Peyton going to be participating in this like you're pitching?
Yes.
On the chicken strip challenge?
Yes, he is.
Hope his body's ready. Mine is.
Are these dry tenders or?
No, you can sauce it.
You can sauce it.
Okay. Hmm. All right. So there are those limits are there. By the way, how did your sauce bracket play out yesterday?
Yes. Man. It was a miracle run to the championship by Chick-fil-A sauce.
Really?
So Chick-fil-A sauce defeated barbecue, buffalo, and honey mustard on its way to the title.
Tough to beat buffalo.
That it's a tough road, but there were some shocking twists and turns in there.
There were. You completely replaced somebody on the ballot with what? Somebody that had not been voted on in the primary.
Where have I seen that before? Jeez. And how did that work out?
That was because I did put gravy in there because so many people complained and we had discussed it. So once Buffalo defeated sweet and spicy sriracha, we gave gravy a shot at it and they couldn't win it either. So spicy ketchup lost to honey mustard.
So what did you replace? You put gravy in and replaced it with what?
We replaced sweet and spicy sriracha and then because once it lost and then put gravy.
Which
in
was,
there.
By the way, sweet and spicy sriracha. My number one sauce I filled out on his bracket. Probably a coincidence that yesterday he knocks off my sauce.
No, I didn't even vote on that
for
part
the, for
yet.
The gravy special interest lobby.
I didn't even vote on that yet. Then Chick-fil-A sauce beat buffalo, honey mustard beat ranch.
Good.
And then the finals, Chick-fil-A sauce beat honey mustard, and Zach Wolchuk was super pumped.
I feel like
I can't do this. Any mayo-based sauce, I can't do.
You're out.
I'm out.
I mean, honey mustard and Chick-fil-A sauce are like the same thing, I feel like, pretty close. There's slight differences, but its base is similar.
Pretty close, but the Chick-fil-A sauce actually has barbecue sauce intertwined.
I actually, I had left here yesterday telling you I was going to do a diss track for you, and I was like, you know what? I went home, I slept on it, and I woke up, and I was like, I feel refreshed. I don't need to do this.
Oh, no.
Proud of you for that.
And then I was going to do my prep, and I opened up the YouTube and I was like, let's rewind back. I need to watch some of KNC catch up on where that was because I support you guys. And
I support you guys.
I went back and I listened to it and I heard you just like replace it. You super delegated my sauce and tried to override the
it
process.
Got voted on.
And so
and I thought that's what we did.
I was upset by it and I texted you guys immediately. I was like, all right, I'm writing a song. And I mean pretty quick, I would say like an hour and a half later, I sent you the song.
Yes.
Like, I hadn't even written it. Like, I wrote, did it, produced
Lord.
It. It's shorter than the other ones I've done in the past, but I wanted to send, this is not a full-on, just like it was to Eric and Zach initially, this is not a full-on shot to the chest. We're not double-tapping, like in Zombieland or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is just one by your ear. Just recognize that we can get worse. So, this is my Wale-inspired, the 2009 hit by Wale, Chillin'. This is my diss track to Hagee. Based on that song.
Oh, man.
Derek, I'm really tired of these people trying to sow division between us.
I think you were just making fun of
I did, and I wrote, ha, 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 ha.
Thought that we were friends, Hagee fake like plastic. Now I feel as bad as a show without Bassick. Taking off the gloves, it's war, no hesitation. Gonna have you running like expired registration. Hagee so scared, now this fool trying to bribe me. What's he gonna give me when the brother has no live read? Set me up with Dutch and you thought that I'd be Swiss. B2 bombing, bruh, I ain't missing. Now I'm taking off V1 like a titleist. Taking down your show like a message board cyclist. Sweating through his Duke shirt, thinking, holy crap. Bobby fires shots like his name is Kobe Sapp. Vampire hosting when Hagee on the mic, cause he can't do since he moved up from the night. Gavin Spittle must have been confused just a little bit when Odyssey asked him, hey, which host do you think is mid?
Judge fire!
What the hell? What the hell?
Wow, well,
that's really good, man.
Respect to the bomber. Yeah. Respect. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
B2.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you like that?
Taking down your Dutch show like a message board cycle.
Oh, they almost did.
Oh,
yeah, because it was Dutch.
Crap.
And then he expected to be Swiss. He expected to be neutral. Then I said B2 because I'm BB.
No,
BB.
No,
I see that.
No.
That's really strong, Bob.
I did not. I told you during the break some of the lyrics I decided not to include in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could get worse. I would just say that, you know, if you have anything to say back to that, I just wouldn't. I would just let it lie. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
I do always recommend a ceasefire when dealing with Bobby.
A good ceasefire. Yeah.
I think that's your, maybe your best course of action is to tread lightly. To quote Walter White is how I would look at that.
So you would not respond. You would not recommend that I respond.
You wouldn't dare because I think you understand. So that's how.
See, I kind of feel like maybe you do want me to respond just a little bit.
No, I don't. I know
because he cares about you, Hagee.
He sounds like he's got something.
I do. I do care about you.
Oh, baby. I would not. I get that look. Yeah. Do you have it live? Is he going to do it live?
We'll do this live, O'Reilly.
We'll do it live.
Oh, hit me. Man. What do you got?
No.
Oh, he's got some. He's been plotting.
Yeah. Jacob, where did you go?
Jacob, come in here and beatbox for Hagee.
All right. Peyton, do you have any audio available?
Well, this is like a well-oiled machine here.
This thing's dialed.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Hagee.
Do you think this is a good idea, though?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
It's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. Tell me about my mom. Call me Cattell Marte. Do it.
Oh my gosh,
Bobby.
All right. So then theoretically, we would transition from this into making choppy.
Well, that's why we had to start with it. We had to end on a heartwarming note.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
you can save this for Monday Crosstalk if you want.
No.
Or you can do it now.
I don't need to save it. I don't need any prep time.
Wow.
I just need some bleeps to go with my rhyme. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Look at that.
All right.
Let's go.
Hold on. Are we sure? Bobby Bell.
We're sure. Ready.
Okay, go.
Go.
Hey, Bobby. I don't need a week to respond or even a couple of days. Whoa. I don't even need a beat, just 3 bars in 1 minute to put you away. Some folks make fun of your relationship with Slater. However, I think it's kind of cute. But no matter how long you follow her around, she ain't never going to f*** you.
Whoa.
I'm nervous, though, about getting into this with you because you got cleverness abound. That's probably why you have so many jobs. Or maybe that's because you just never want your family around. All right. You started this and came at me, so I'm going to come back hard like your mom. She wishes she could have swallowed you, but she was already in the graveyard. Just like you.
Wait a second.
What? Hold on.
That was like slam poetry.
Hold on.
That was.
Hold on.
I got a little that dog. Got,
all right, now I feel bad. Wow. I feel bad.
Wait a second.
I feel bad.
I didn't even hear the last line now because I was...
It was great. Here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. Do you remember?
Nice working with you, by the way.
No, that was fantastic.
It's been fantastic.
That was fantastic.
I feel bad now.
I would just say that I like to mirror back my relationships with people, though. So since you lied to me yesterday, I think I'm lying to you 10 minutes ago.
This was inevitable.
All right, we got to get to these emotional letters now. Did you hear the last line?
I didn't hear the last line.
Go ahead, hit it. Cue the last line one more time if you can.
After the mom, she should have. Okay.
Well, we can't play the last line. It was dumb.
Okay. Well, so let's just go ahead.
What?
Yeah, let's just go ahead. All right. Next up, Peyton Russell. We've both prepared letters for RJ Choppy and Aiden. If you could just focus on Choppy, we've determined that we needed to bring a tear to his eye because he told us the other day, like, nah, I'm not about dudes crying. And he said that he doesn't want anyone crying when he passes away. And so Peyton and I decided we need to tell you how we felt about you so that you could see you are worth crying over. So aww. Peyton, take it away.
RJ Choppy. RJ doesn't stand for real jerk. It stands for Ralph James because that's who you are. You're no one else but yourself. One-of-a-kind human being and a one-of-a-kind husband and father. When you walk into the station every day, you always tell me, hey, you don't make some snarky, offensive remark like Bobby. You're more than a friend to me, RJ. You're my best friend. Your phone calls to me at 5:40 in the morning asking me if I heard audio of SiriusXM that you just heard driving in means so much to me. To this day, I believe you call me just to make sure I'm awake and doing okay, because if I wasn't okay, you'd be there for me, just like you're there for Julian, Luca, Sarah, and Pudge.
Aww.
I can see the tears running down your face. You're more than just a radio guy. You're a role model, and I'm thankful for you.
There you go.
Oh, Peyton.
Very sweet.
I see the tears.
Oh.
I think it's left eye.
You're my best friend up here too. Oh.
Look at that. Aww. He is getting a little getting a little misty.
I am getting a little misty. A little choked up. I was gonna go with a bit too.
And then I realized that really wasn't the play. And so this was the letter that I wrote to you, Chop.
You know, Chop, when I started writing this, it was a bit. I figured I'd sit down, I'd find the exact right combination of words to stir you into a fraudulent reaction. But then I went back and I listened to what you said on Monday during Crosstalk, and I knew this needed to be sincere.
I'm not worth crying over.
I'm not a special father. I'm just there.
I got a problem with this, Chop.
Wow.
First off, I'm just there is never just there when you're talking about a boy and his dad. Just there can be everything.
You're crying.
No. Every kid, Luca and Julian included, has felt that moment of terror when a storm blows in, or it's late at night and they hear the house creaking and they think, is somebody in here? And just there has made them feel safe more times than you will ever know. Just there is a luxury a lot of kids never get to experience at their baseball games. Your boys don't know the sadness of squinting into the bleachers and being blinded by the reflection of the sun bouncing off the spot left empty by their dad, because you're always in your seat. I remember the first road trip we went on as a morning show together. We were about to take off and I heard you calling someone, and your tone was different than I had ever heard. Hey buddy, you okay? I just wanted to check in on you, see how you were doing. All right, I'm about to take off, but I love you, buddy. I'll see you when I get back. I thought, damn, Chop must be nervous about this flight for some reason. He's back here feeling all sentimental.
He's getting watery. Nope.
That's the same tone on every phone call I've heard you take from Luca and Julian since. The same dad who projects, yes, I'm still there, even when you're not. That same voice that comforts Luca and Julian is going to echo years from now when they're talking to their boys. And yeah, you're right. Everybody dies, and that legacy you've left your boys, that you're always there, will continue to reverberate through their minds and their spirits, even when you're gone. But I'll speak for Luca and Julian in the future so you can hear it now before you're gone. You may not think you're worth crying over, but the day just there becomes a memory rather than a phone call they can take, a hug they can receive, or just a silent moment on the porch with their old man. You'll have to forgive them when that new normal causes Luca, Julian, and your grandsons to shed a tear or two.
Thanks for being there.
Love you, Dad.
Oh.
Goosebumps.
Oh, that's goosies.
He's not full on crying, though. He's just a little watery.
It's a little watery.
They're welling up.
That was
lovely.
That was lovely. That really was. Total BS on your part.
No, it wasn't. Oh,
it was lovely.
It was from the heart.
Come here, give me a hug.
No, come here.
Yeah. All right.
That's nice.
Wow, Casey bro hugs.
This is hold on, give live coverage of the hug. That's lovely.
Casey Masterpiece. Hagen's probably not gonna work here anymore after that.
That's true.
Thing, but I'm on enjoy your last show. We appreciate it. See you guys.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.